This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Could it be, is there a possibility that Alec Baldwin didn't even realize that maybe he pulled the trigger on this? I mean, now that we have a better understanding of the scene, we've seen the scene, how it looked before lunch, before the actual tragedy took place, of him grabbing it out of his jacket and pulling it forward. There's some motion going on here and kind of a weird stance. It's not like he's just standing up, aiming the gun forward, and then pulling the trigger. There's a lot of other motions involved. And if you're in that scene, I don't know. I mean, he's obviously handled other weapons before on sets more than 100 times. Is it reasonable to think that maybe he was just unaware or could have pulling the trigger been a little loose, if you will, or easier for it to have fired without a lot of force or anything?
Well, two things on your point here. First of all, they weren't even shooting. Mm-hmm. Meaning on the set,
yeah.
Right? This was a downtime. Nothing was being filmed. And they have footage that is going to be allowed to come in, where from other sets, other times when he has been rogue on set. In other words, shooting quickly, not letting things get in place. And I've seen the footage, I believe three examples of that, where he's just kind of wild with this firearm. And I think it's going to look really bad. You know, the defense fought hard not to have that be introduced, but we're going to see it. And I think it's going to show the mindset of him. There's also footage of him really controlling the set. You know, bossing people around, telling people when we're going to stop and start. You can tell, at least from this footage we see, he was the man in charge. He was the man making the decisions. And so I think both of those are going to be strong evidence for the prosecution. But let me answer your question, your exact question. Could someone pull the trigger such as Alec Baldwin and not even really mean to? Mm-hmm. Yes. 100%, it happens all the time. Why? Because there's a sympathetic response between the trigger finger and your other hand. So say as an example, I have my gun in my right hand and I reach down and I grab my pants for whatever reason or grab something. My right hand is also going to flex in a grabbing type motion. And that's why often there's what we call ADs or accidental discharges with weapons, mm-hmm. because their finger is on the trigger. And Tony, that's also the other reason that one of the three primary rules when you're handling a gun is never have your finger on the trigger unless you intend to fire. Other than that, it should be indexed along the trigger guard.
Sure. The argument that they're trying to make is that on a set or as the prosecution has said, it's make-believe. Obviously they're filming a movie. They're not just, you know, playing with guns. But the argument that's trying to be made here is that it was very reckless and this was out of the ordinary. And that he should have known better. Obviously he's done this hundreds of times without any sort of incident or issue, at least that we're aware of. And you know, he's been acting for decades. This is the one time where suddenly there is a discharge and something horrible happens. Is he just, you know, as you said, there's footage of him on other sets. I mean, it seems like he was just kind of doing what he always does, along with expecting that the armorer and that the assistant producer would have also have done their job as well. If it wasn't Alec Baldwin that's on the stand or in the chair here, being with these charges, do you think we'd be seeing the same sort of charges against another actor that would be in this sort of situation?
I think we would. And I think we would because at the end of the day, Helena Hutchins is dead. Mm-hmm. 42-year-old woman with a beautiful young son, a husband of 16 years, a mother and siblings that are heartbroken over this. And she didn't deserve to die that day. And but for Alec Baldwin not obeying the three principles of handling a firearm, he pointed that firearm at a human. Mm-hmm. There is no need for him to do that ever, even in a cowboy Indian scene. He can he can shoot it off to the side, and there's actually footage of him saying, you know, that he knows not to do that. He said something to the effect, no, stand here, because I don't want to point it in your direction. And I think that's going to hurt him. He realizes that even blanks dummy rounds, they can kill you too. It's happened before. It happened in the movie The Crow, where the dummy round had a more too much powder or more explosive powder that it was supposed to have. It wasn't manufactured correctly. And in that scene, Bruce Lee's son, I believe it was murdered.
Yeah.
And the reason there were no charges in that case was simply because that was a manufacturer error. It really wasn't the error of the end of everything else was done correctly. Although, again, I would argue you can't point a gun in the direction of another human.
But what about when you have your director? What about when you have your cinematographer saying, point it here, point it at me to get this shot? Should there just be no more of that across any sort of filming? Don't do it. Or if we're going to do it, we're going to get the camera in this angle and there's not going to be a person there to prevent this sort of thing going forward. Because I think a lot of this is more so precedent setting going forward than it is, you know, let's punish people who really truly had no intent of hurting anyone. Should there be new protocols, and are there new protocols on sets to avoid this sort of thing from happening again?
Well, you know, I was just contacted by somebody to be an armor on a set. They ended up not filming that particular scene, so I didn't have to, fly up and handle those duties. But I can tell you that this is going to have far-reaching and important change, if nothing else. I don't even think they should use guns with firing pins that can cause a gun to dislodge. They need to use replica guns. There are replica guns out there that can, you know, make a bang sound and have smoke come out and do all sorts of things without being able to shoot live projectiles. There's just no reason for it. It has to look real. But in this day and age, you can make any sort of gun look like it's firing that isn't. So there needs to be some serious changes. And I think we're going to see that.
Be very interesting to see what sort of lasting impacts this make and exactly where they take this case in the next couple of weeks. It'll be very fascinating to see how this this all plays out.
Tony, I wanted to just bounce off of one of your comments you made. And I think that it does tug sort of at the, I don't know if I want to say heartstrings, but at the, you know, people who say, listen, he did not mean to kill her. This was a complete accident. He didn't load the gun. He hired people and paid people to do that job. He shouldn't be charged. But at the end of the day, when you look at it, not only is Helena dead, but think about other situations where you're driving down the street and you're driving, doing what you shouldn't be doing. You're on your cell phone. Somebody walks out and you hit them and you kill them. You're still going to be charged. Accidents happen all the time, every day, and people die. And when people die, someone has to be held responsible.
Without a doubt, they really do. It'll be very fascinating to see to what level he is held responsible at the end of the day. And also location, I think, playing a issue in this or a role in this in terms of who that jury is. We're talking about New Mexico. We're talking about a lot of gun ownership. We're talking about a lot of conservative politics and such. So you're going to have a very interesting jury there. People who know how to use guns and respect them and know the protocol far better than I think Alec Baldwin does. But does that need to come into account here too? Does the jury need to really understand this? Great, you know your gun, you know your weapon, you know how things should be operated. He doesn't come from that same school of learning. He doesn't come from that being in his family or in his home or anything like that. Should there be some grace there at least for the understanding of how these weapons should be handled? Or again, does it just go back to, well, he should have been paying more attention in the weapons training and he should have, you know, just, you know, been more professional on set or been more cautious on set and not, you know, kind of the, I guess, arrogance that we have seen and heard about.
Yeah, I mean, you just bring up some great points. And when I saw the configuration of this jury, which is largely female, I believe, I thought I saw or read eight to four, or something like that. And then there's four alternates. And of course, right now, no one knows who the alternates are. Mm-hmm. So everybody's watching everything as if they're going to be the voting members. But nevertheless, it's largely female. And I think that actually really helps Alec Baldwin, because a lot of females compared to males, even in that part of the country, mm-hmm. are going to have less familiarization with weapons. They might know Alec Baldwin just from movies. Mm-hmm. He's a handsome guy. His wife is there. You know, he comes off very professional. He's not making faces. He's doing a good job of being, you know, involved. They're all taking all of that in, and all these factors come into play when it comes to time to vote.
We'll see what they all decide at the end of the day here in the coming weeks.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.